You're listening to SBS News.
A young family, Iranian Mehrdad, his wife from Papua New Guinea, Marie, and their daughter, Mania. They rarely leave their gated compound in the capital, Port Moresby, after a terrifying robbery last year at their previous accommodation.
4 o'clock in the morning, rascal, they attack us. They break the door, they come inside. Two of them with gun, one of them with bush knife.
Current Australian government travel advice warns Papua New Guinea is a dangerous place.
I just want to leave this country and go start my life. This is not a life they give it to us.
Mehrdad is one of about 100 refugees and asylum seekers still in PNG, of about 1,300 sent by Australia to Manus Island 9 years ago, when the Australian government announced the end to offshore processing in PNG in October last year. It gave the former Manus detainees three choices: go home, go to Nauru, or remain there and become the responsibility of the PNG government. Families like Mehrdad and Marie's were not allowed to relocate to Nauru.
And then we get married in here in 2020.
And who proposed to whom?
Him.
Mehrdad says he's scarred after years of detention on Manus Island and the uncertainty of awaiting a decision or resolution.
I treated like an animal. They torture us. They make us sick, mentally, physically, everything.
In 2013, then Australian and PNG Prime Ministers Kevin Rudd and Peter O'Neill signed the controversial offshore processing deal to end boat arrivals. Australia's short-term measure became a long-term problem for PNG governments, and it rankles Mr. O'Neill.
It was treated very badly. Australia did not come to the defence of Papua New Guinea when we had really bad publicity all around the world.
PNG elections are currently underway in the country. Mr. O'Neill is a front runner to become PM again, with a vow.
Each individual refugee is the responsibility of the Australian government. I don't know why that has changed, but we will go back to that position.
Mehrdad was denied refugee status, has no work rights or visa. PNG now manages their housing and food, still funded by Australia. Home Affairs confirmed to SBS they provided PNG with a funding package, but refused to say how much or for how long. Father Giorgio Licini is the General Secretary of the influential Catholic Bishops' Conference in PNG and a long-time advocate for refugees.
These people have been trafficked to Papua New Guinea, because do not forget that they were brought to Papua New Guinea by Australia in exchange of money.
Based in PNG for 20 years, he is highly critical of Australia's policy.
There is no concern on whatever amount of suffering may be inflicted on them for the sake of this deterrence.
While Australia wants to walk away, Canada and New Zealand may also resettle some under separate arrangements. Waiting for news, Mehrdad has been interviewed for US resettlement, but years ago.
I don't want to go to Australia. You know, if you go to Australia, they want to mark you all the time refugee. I don't want to be a refugee. I want to be free.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.